This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. One of the most fundamental things for a human being on the way to perfection and to achieving happiness is to know that he is created by Allah for a certain purpose. There are different approaches to this matter. In Islam, every person is first of all invited to study this problem and make a certain judgment about it. Nothing less than certainty of belief in Allah is acceptable. Everyone is invited in this world to conduct his own personal research on where he came from and where he belongs to and what is his origin. And of speaking of our origin, this is a very, you know, difficult question, but it's not difficult to answer. Because if we just think, if we go to our fitra, we will understand that we do not belong to this world. We are from divinity, we are from Allah, and to Him we return. There are different ways to prove the existence of Allah in a variety of reasons. Of course, Allah is our origin. But according to Islam, it is not a difficult process to understand that Allah is existent. Everyone at every level of knowledge and understanding can settle this problem easily. Usually when a person is a disbeliever, it is because of his will. Although there might be rare cases of people who have studied this problem seriously and who were really longing for the truth, but they couldn't find it. And usually atheism is just an assumption.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Take this verse which I'm reciting into consideration. أَفِاللَّهِ شَكٌ فَاطَرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Is there doubt about Allah, the maker of the heavens and the earth? Verse 10 of chapter 14. There are many verses in the Holy Quran indicating that there were certain groups of people who were sure about the truth of the teachings of the Prophet, but they denied. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. And they denied them, though their souls acknowledged them, they denied them wrongfully and out of pride. Pharaoh, for example, Fir'aun, was denying Allah and was claiming divinity for himself. He was saying that أنا ربكم الأعلى, I'm your supreme lord. He was so proud of himself. He was unjust, of course. But in the heart of heart, he knew he was not a lord. Disbelief in Allah is mainly a moral problem rather than epistemological one. There have been some people who had been accustomed to a certain kind of life and they had comfort in that way of life, of course. So they could not give up their post and their way easily and observe what the prophets invited them to. Instead of thinking and reasoning, they made fun of the prophets and attributed to them such things as madness and magic. They thought, perhaps unconsciously, that if they denied them for once, they would be free for all their lives. In Islam, every value is due to the relation with Allah, our happiness, our better life. Our felicity, our bliss is based on our voluntary devotion to Allah. It is like the lives of plants and animals which depend on the light of sun. The sun does not need them, but they cannot survive without the sun. Our life is the life of a flower in relation to the sun. We also need God, and it's not true to say that God needs us. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings.
things of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Those people who had studied religion, they would have found the reality. On the Day of Judgment, of course, they will say, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ نَاقِلْ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And they shall say, had we but listened or pondered, we should not have been among the inmates of the burning fire. We believe in Allah, who is the wise. He has created the whole universe for us and has created us to get nearer and nearer to Him. And of course, Allah is the beneficent, the merciful. He is kinder to us than our parents. He is also the most knowing. This is Allah, who is the benevolent and at the same time absolutely needless. Of course, we must be proud of having such a Lord. We must try our best to understand His advice, which is embodied in the pure religion, Islam, of course. If a people has the best master, his ultimate honor is to take his advice and direct his attention towards him, and finally, to be like him. And Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam has been reported to have said, إِلَهِ كَفَى بِي عِزًّا أَنْ أَكُونَ لَكَ عَبْدًا وَكَفَى بِي فَخْرًا أَنْ تَكُونَ لِي رَبًّا أَنْتَ كَمَا أُحِبُّ فَاجْعَلْنِي كَمَا تُحِبُّ. O my God, it suffices me as glory to be your servant, and it suffices me as honor to have you as my Lord. You are what I love, so make me what you love. In Islam, every value is due to the relationship with Allah. Our happiness is based on our voluntary devotion to Him. It is like the lives of plants and animals, as I said, which depends on the life of the sun. The sun does not need them, but they cannot survive without the sun. We should change the common approach to divine law or commands. They are not some boring duties assigned to us by Allah in exchange for His favors or His services or for His bounties to us. We are not to perform His commands in response to His blessings. We should know that His commands are only for our benefit. His religion, His prophets, and His laws are the most precious blessings that we have ever received. So we must be thankful to Allah for the benefits, for the services, for the favors that Allah did to us. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And when your Lord makes it known, if you are grateful, I would certainly give to you more. So, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, then we will increase your bounty, we will increase your blessings. So, dear brothers and sisters, if we are thankful, we increase our capacity to receive more blessings. The more we are thankful, the more we are grateful to Allah, the more our capacity to receive more blessings increases. With more thankfulness, again more blessings will be brought. It is an endless process. If you are not thankful, it's not harmful to Allah, but decreases our capacity for receiving His blessings. So we lose some blessings, and if we continue, we will lose more. That's all for this episode. Until next session, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, He knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, He knows.
mind every word I share.